96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I started selling drugs when I was 9 years old. I did it to feed myself. But it was music that played through my mind that kept me alive when I thought I was going to get shot. And it was the lyrics that I dreamt about that kept me warm while I was sleeping in the streets. Music saved my life.
That's Lucius Lyon, better known as actor Terrence Howard, in the hit drama Empire. It is just one of several new shows that push race, gender, and sexuality, the race, gender, and sexuality glass ceiling in TV entertainment. Where are we when it comes to diversity issues for prime time entertainment? Are we over the top, or have we struck the right balance? Well, my guests have a lot to say about this. Soraya McDonald is a Washington Post reporter covering race and gender issues in entertainment, art, and culture. Film and culture critic Tim Gordon is with FilmGordon.com. And Cheryl Pearson McNeil is the senior vice president with the TV ratings company Nielsen. Well, what do you think? Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al, for having us.
Okay.
Glad to be here.
All right. And Cheryl, can you hear me?
I can.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much. Let's get, you know, right into it. We have all kinds of shows right now. We've got, of course, we've got Scandal. We have How to Get Away with Murder. We have Empire. We have Blackish. We have Fresh Off the Boat, and on and on and on. All of these shows extremely diverse when it comes to race, extremely diverse when it comes to gender, particularly gender, when many of the shows have lead roles for women, and in some cases African-American women. Sexuality issues are right out there in front, not only heterosexual relationships, but homosexual relationships. Ladies first, Soraya, where are we when it comes to diversity? Are we in a sweet spot?
I don't know if I would characterize it as a sweet spot just yet. There's still a lot of studies that come out every year looking at diversity in leads in film and television that say that that minorities are still very much underrepresented. So we've made some great strides, and I think people tend to get maybe overly optimistic because there are these very high-profile roles that we see. But when we actually look at the numbers, they're still quite a ways to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, same question, Tim. Sweet spot or not?
I don't know about being in a sweet spot. I think it's unprecedented right now what we're seeing. This pilot season, and which is what triggered the article and Soraya's response, is that we have 72 shows that have African Americans that are either in the leads or are going to be cast in co-leads. We've come a long way from the Nat King Cole show in Julia back in 1968. I mean, And you talked about some of these shows earlier. You didn't even talk about shows like Being Mary Jane.
Right.
Or, you have Jada Pinkett Smith on Gotham, or Gina Torres in Suits. I mean, there's a lot of African-American presence, but by virtue, the high-profile shows like Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, and Empire, it's almost as if every network is now saying, get me one of those kinds of shows, which is, i.e., get me a show with some black people on it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, yeah. Cheryl, do you have to stand there and fan the ratings boxes when some of these shows come on TV just to cool things down a little bit? I would imagine that you're seeing some interesting numbers and results.
Well, I would first of all say I do think we're in a sweet spot. For the first time since the 70s, when we last had a female who was African American leading a primetime show with Get Christy Love.
Yes, Teresa Graves. I'm telling my age. Yeah,
Love, right. She was fabulous. And so when we had Kerry Washington step on in the role of Scandal as Olivia Pope, you saw this emergence of television shows that were garnering major attention. And I like to equate it to like the Bible, right? So, you know, there's a lot of begatting going on in the Bible. And so I think the same thing happens, as you just kind of indicated, with producers and program developers, where they say, hey, give me one of that. So what happened was you had Scandal. Well, actually, you started back with Grey's Anatomy that begat Private Practice, that begat Scandal, that begat How to Get Away with Murder, that then you started seeing this emergence from the other networks saying, I want the same thing. And then you ended up with Blackish and Empire and Jane the Virgin, et cetera, across a lot of the demographic lines for ethnicities. And so I do think we're in a sweet spot right now. I'm not surprised by it, because I don't think that the advertisers and producers are necessarily seeing black. I think they're seeing green, as in money, as in large ratings attract large spins for the advertisers' brands that are being advertised on the commercials that are airing during these really wonderful shows.
But, you know, one of the things I think is really interesting, you know, Tim talked about, you know, being Mary Jane. You know, they deal with some taboo issues there. Obviously, we've seen, you know, a whole lot of sex on Scandal with Kerry Washington's, you know, character and, you know, and the president, the same kind of thing we've seen on How to Get Away with Murder, and really a subject that I would imagine you wouldn't see a lot of when it comes to television. Maybe 5 years ago, is dealing with, you know, an openly gay character on Empire. As a matter of fact, just last week, you know, I spoke to Jussie Smollett, who plays Lamar. On Empire.
No, Jamal.
Jamal, thank you.
Yeah, Jamal.
Thank you. Gosh, so many names here. Jamal, I appreciate that, Tim. I spoke to him, and this is what he said about that particular issue.
I think that I would be in utter denial if I said that homophobia did not hugely and greatly exist in the black community, but it's not an isolated incident, and we're not the only ones that are homophobic. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of over the idea that this is an isolated thing in our community, and I think that was what Empire is showing. Is that people actually, it's not this cycle that feeds itself where, you know, we're portrayed as these closed-minded, that all we're doing is we're closed-minded and we're pushing Bibles. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the truth. The truth is that we're actually open-minded people who have been very oppressed, and we're much more open-minded than people give us credit for.
We're going to talk about some taboo issues after the break, and we're also going to go to the phones at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Give me a call. What do you think about the new diversity in primetime TV? We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about diversity issues in primetime entertainment. Are we over the top, or have we struck the right balance? My guests are Soraya McDonald. She is a Washington Post reporter covering race and gender issues in entertainment, art, and culture. Film and culture critic Tim Gorton with FilmGorton.com, and Cheryl Pearson McNeil, Senior Vice President with the TV ratings company Nielsen. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let me go to Rico calling from Germantown. Rico, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I just wanted to say that as far as being in a sweet spot, we are compared to where we were, but I still don't see an equal representation, and this is why. The series that we just mentioned, they are great, and they show the incredible talent in our community. But far and beyond, we see that the representation is not a fair representation. Take, for example, do we see minorities being represented as very competent, intelligent, or let's just say not involved in anything other than hip-hop or drugs across the board?
I disagree. I disagree with that.
I disagree as well.
A lot of times, though, we will not see that equally.
Okay.
You just don't.
Cheryl, go ahead real briefly. Rico, thank you so much for your phone call. Your thoughts, Cheryl? I really disagree with that.
Yeah, you know, I have to say that what we're seeing right now, particularly as it relates to leading ladies, is that we're seeing that they're running the gamut on a lot of these programs. So we've got lawyers like on ABC's How to Get Away with Murder, Annalise, played by Viola Davis. We've got doctors, Rainbow, who is the character that Tracee Ellis Ross plays on ABC's Black-ish. We've got an astronaut with played by Halle Berry on CBS X-Stand. And we have an ex-con, right, Cookie, on Fox's Empire. And we've got a villain that Jada Pinkett Smith is playing. So I see the gamut across the board. And in actuality, when you add in being Mary Jane, for example, there are so many multidimensional aspects to the characters that we're now seeing that I tune in for that reason. So if I'm watching Being Mary Jane, I can really relate to an African-American female who's single, who is really dedicated to her career. That reflects my life. I can also relate to Tracee Ellis Ross's character on Black-ish because she's a mom who is struggling to make sure that she's connecting with her kids. So I do think that we're seeing a really cross-section of characters that we haven't seen in a really long time. We're no longer relegated just to being the best friend and sidekick anymore. And I think that's really telling.
And I also think that not only are we seeing characters that are interesting, they are competent, not wholly perfect, but they, you know, but they're also very, very complex. I want to talk about that as well after the break. So if you're on the phone, including Cheryl calling from Fredericksburg, please stay with us. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. The new diversity in primetime TV, race, gender, sexuality. We'll talk more about it in just a bit. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't miss this conversation. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University Radio Network.